Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I am Peter Kleins filling in for Kevin.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like I said yesterday, he's here all week. So you better get used to it because he's going to be a permanent replacement for Kev.
Yeah, Kev.
Permanent.
Wait, what about what? Hey, speaking of, Jerry is going to be out of town next week, and we do need a third. So, if you would like to do it again, we will need someone again next weekend.
I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going out to the sunny state of California.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going. We are getting into town on Thursday. And we're rented an RV, and we're going to drive up the up to Santa Cruz. So, we're going to stop at multiple places, stop at the Redwoods, and take the train through the woods and everything. My wife is originally from California, so we go out there pretty regularly. But
are you flying into LA, or were you?
Yeah, we're flying into LA, and then we'll start the little drive up. So, yeah. But it should be fun. And then we'll come back and spend a couple days at Disney.
Very nice.
It's not to do the cruise liner, Doug.
Bullshit. You fucking liar. You're not going to. It's lies. It's all lies. Don't trust the thing he says. This motherfucker is going to come back and he's going to wear his little like outfit that he gets with it. And he's going to be like, I don't know.
I
saw Ray.
Have you seen that whole thing? What is it, like 8,000 for a family of three?
I say we save this talk for Wednesday. For what's a Wednesday?
Okay. Yeah, we're here to talk about Batman.
Let's do the top five. We're talking about Batman
now, Star Wars tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do Batman today, Star Wars tomorrow. Okay, so we're counting down the top five Batmans our favorites. So it'll be interesting to see how they intersect and the arguments that we have over why someone's wrong. So let's start.
We got to be nice. This isn't Kev. I can't beat him up.
Okay, so let's start with Peter. What is your number five?
Your number five Batman.
My number five Batman is Adam West. Well, the way I see it, I put a lot of thought into this. Adam West, first off, he's just iconic. I mean, he literally played Batman for 50 years on and off.
That's true. He did do an animated movie not too long ago.
He did TV, he did movies, he did live action, he did animated, he did video games, all is Batman. Mm-hmm. So it, and when you consider that for so many people, like a generation who originally saw him, a generation who saw him in reruns, a generation who saw him on Nickelodeon or whatever late at night.
Nick at Night.
Yeah. For so many people, he was like their first introduction to Batman.
It's true.
Yeah. So it for me at least, it seemed impossible that he did not end up on the list. I know he's kind of low down for me, but it's just because I was actually talking with my partner Colleen about this last night, that when I was a little kid, I remember watching Batman because it was already like syndicated by the time I saw it. And like, oh my God, live Batman, this is so cool. Yeah. And then because it was syndicated, like it went away for a while and got replaced with like reruns of Bewitched or Hogan's Heroes, something like that. And then they brought it back. And like, you know, a year and a half had passed and I'd gotten just old enough that it came back. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Why is this so dumb? Why are they treating Batman like a joke?
Dude, yes. I love the Batman.
It must just be this episode. I'm sure the better one would
be. I grew up on the Batman movie with Adam West, the actual like movie where they're like on the submarine and they're running around with a bomb over the head and the sharp repellent and all that shit. as a kid, like, oh, this is the best thing ever. Like, I grew up with like a pool and like, I wasn't kidding about the kidney pool. I mean, it's not shaped like a kidney, but I did have a pool. But you know, remembering as a kid, like running around like with friends, being like, I've got the bomb, and like the fight, and then the people falling overboard into the ocean, and then swimming back up to the ship. We do that in the pool, and then I remember like 5 years ago. Or maybe a little more. I was watching it, and a friend hadn't seen it. And we watched it. I was like, "Oh, this is the Batman, dude! This is the greatest fucking thing ever!" And watching it, being like, "This, boy, howdy, this is cheesy as fuck." And remembering that it was cheesy as fuck, but not realizing how cheesy. Yes. And again, like in my mind, like they filmed it in the ocean and it was like this huge, and then you watch and you're like, that is a soundstage. Like, I'm, that is 100%. That sky is a wall
right now.
Yeah. Yep. I had a similar experience when my son was old and like I was ready to introduce him to Adam West, Batman. This is what I grew up on. And I swallowed my own spit. Sorry.
He did that when he watched Batman too.
And so they have remastered the entire run of three seasons. And they've updated it to 4K. They've like went through and they cleaned them all up and they look spectacular now. So I was like, this is the time I introduce my son. We got three episodes in. And we have not watched them since.
Yeah. No matter how great they look, there's just sometimes you're just like, well, that is a bad set.
I was like, oh, I guess this lives in my memory rent free as a child, but not as an adult.
Yeah. So. Like, oh, the things that the old film grain let you hide that they've cleaned up and gotten rid of in 4K.
I saw an interview with the guys who made the new Voltron cartoon a couple of years ago, the Netflix Voltron. Mm-hmm. And I've always remembered this because they said, we wanted to make the show we remembered, not the show we saw.
Mm-hmm. That's a very important distinction.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Doug, what's your number five?
My number five might surprise you. I mean, it might. It's Christian Bale.
Oh, Christian, yeah, that is very surprising.
Very.
Yeah. I think that that Nolan's Batman, phenomenal series. The last one was just kind of, but his Batman's okay. I like a specific Batman, and I don't think that he played that specific Batman. I think he did a great job, and I think the movies were phenomenal, like I said. But I also think that in 2022, those movies don't really hold up as well as you think they do. It's, again, kind of the same thing with Batman 66, where, like, you have these memories of, like, oh, so good. But you watch it now, and you're kind of like, the world has changed enough, and maybe not necessarily for the better, but, like, some of it just doesn't hold as well as it did back in 2004, 2008, 2012. You know what I mean? But yeah, we've had how many Batman since him, you know, at this point, two, already, if not three or four. I think he's a good Batman, but I think there have been some better ones since and before. Okay. So
my number five is going to be Ben Affleck. I think he's so low on my list because of the fact that we never got to see his true Batman. Like, we never got a solo film. We never got him a chance to see him explore that character and actually build that character. He was just kind of thrusted into it. And while I think that physically him and the suit and the voice and his demeanor and everything was like true Batman, I still wanted more from that. And I wanted to see more before I could put him higher on that list. I wish that we got a solo Ben Affleck movie, like a Batman movie. And, but without that, I don't think that, I think his suit rocked. He rocked as Batman. I wanted more, except for that line of the, you know, what's your superpower? I'm rich. That was funny, but dumb. So that's my number five. Peter Klein's, what's your number four?
Number four is going to be the big surprise for all of you. Will Friedle. was the Batman of the future.
The Batman Beyond. Terry McGinnis.
I love Batman Beyond. I thought it was so well done. It was one of those shows that just had great subtlety, and it tied so well into the whole Batman mythology. I love this idea of old Batman training a new Batman. Mm-hmm. I know later in the greater animated universe, they came up with some horrific truths about Terry McGinnis. But I just loved it. I thought he was fantastic. I love the show. I have bought the DVDs and the Blu-rays and everything so many times at this point. I just think it's amazing, and I thought he was great as it, especially going from, you can actually see an arc from the early ones where he is a kid in the suit to the later ones where he has fully adopted this identity, who he is. So he says in the very first episode, he is Batman.
Awesome. That's a good one. Doug?
My number four is, if not Adam West being my first memory of Batman, then it's Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, I liked, and again, in contrast, again, the when I was a kid and those movies were coming out, I mean, yeah, my other Batman was Adam West. So this like stark contrast between the two of Tim Burton's Gotham and his Batman and the Adam West, you know, Batman 66, just the just absolute bonkers difference between the two. He played a really good Bruce Wayne. And I think that a lot of people think that as well. Like, you know, his Batman, okay, his Bruce Wayne, you know, no one has really been able to match that Bruce Wayne kind of like hype, except for maybe Christian Bale. Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne was pretty good too. But like, I don't know, he had that like swagger that Bruce Wayne has or had, I guess, in that universe. But then also, and I know that this doesn't necessarily count for him being a good Batman, but like Michelle Pfeiffer. Holy shit. That is great. That's good stuff. But Keaton Batman, again, it's one of those that I had a lot of those Batman toys and stuff as a kid. So
perfect.
Keaton.
My number four is going to be Kevin Conroy. So maybe he should be higher. I really fought with this. He should. He should, you son of a bitch. I really fought with this between the animated series and all the work in the video games. He doesn't actually get recognized as being like, when you see people put together these, like whenever a Batman movie comes out and they're like, who's the best Batman? And they come up with all these lists. He is always left off because they don't consider him a Batman based on the fact that he wasn't in a live action, which he now has. Bullshit. Been.
Yeah, he has been.
Yes.
So I love him as Batman. I think he's in my top five. I feel like he deserves more recognition as being one of the best Batman out there. I think he's fantastic. He's got the voice he was the voice of Batman growing up. That's my number four. So we've hit number three. Let's see what Peter Kleins has in store.
My number three is Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Pretty much for all the reasons Kev said.
Kev, that's offensive as fuck.
I'm sorry.
My name is right there. My name. Listen, that's a. Oh
my God.
What's not? I don't have your name here on.
Yep, me oh.
Hey, oh, that's okay, weird. Now you had it right the first time.
I guess my mouse was close enough to the thing. You were right the first time. Shut the fuck up. I'm so offended.
This is wonderful because I am going to take that sound bite and just use it all the time now.
As Doug said,
thank you.
Repeated to Doug. Sorry. What Doug said is that for, I think everybody, now my brain is shut down. Michael Keaton, he was our first serious Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That Adam West was fantastic. He's iconic, but he did also, he shaped Batman for like the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, Batman was kind of a joke. And even when we were all of us as comic fans were like, no, he should be more. He should be dark. He should be serious. He should be this. And it wasn't until Tim Burton and Michael Keaton did this, you know, Dark Avenger, creepy. And even looking back on it, that like, yes, it's a little goofy, it's a little lighthearted, but it was still the very first attempt any of us ever saw to do Batman as a serious comic book character on the screen.
Yeah. That and like Danny Elfman's score, like set like the Batman score again, you know, because they use it on the animated show too. I mean, it became the Batman theme.
But the whole look of it, that whole sort of like weird retro 30s,
the art sci-fi deco sort of look. Of
exactly.
Yeah.
But they did. It just, I mean, it shaped Batman for the next decade easy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, for sure. Okay, Doug.
My number three is I waited to do my list until after this morning when I went and saw Batman, because I wanted to see where this guy was going to land on my list. Number three is going to be Robert Pattinson. I thought he played a great Batman. This also, again, because like I said earlier, I have like a Batman that I enjoy, like in the comics and the games and all that stuff. And this was like Detective Batman. This was Batman not necessarily relying on all of his tech and gadgets. Even though he still had all those things, they definitely downplayed all of that. And this was a Batman. He was also like an angry Batman. And I like an angry Batman too. So like, you got Detective Batman, angry Batman, and I'm in. You're like, this dude's out there just to punish criminals, and I love it. And then also, but also like, do detective-y things and go to crime scenes and investigate and put clues together and find the killer, and you know, the stuff that like I enjoyed in the games when you got to do that. When they finally introduced like the detective mode and or Arkham Origins or whichever game it was, I was like, fuck yeah. We actually went to the crime scene and had to like look around the crime scene for clues, because I did like detective mode in the other ones, but not like that. It may have been Arkham City, doesn't matter. It was awesome, and I liked that in this movie, to see that side of Batman, because we've had the one who relied solely on gadgets and tech and like the Nolanverse, but that was kind of his thing. And then you have like, again, like the Playboy one with the Bruce Wayne one with Keaton, and he had some detective stuff, and he had a lot of gadgets and cool things and stuff. And then you had like Batfleck, who just beat the shit out of everybody. So this was, I like this. This was a really good Batman for me. I think that they need to work on his Bruce Wayne, but otherwise, dude, he ruled. I liked it a lot. I walked away very happy with that, how he portrayed Batman.
My number three is also Robert Pattinson.
Oh, damn.
Yep. I just went
to reiterate at this point, I have not seen the movie yet.
Yep. So. And so I am totally not going to spoil anything other than, I'll add to what Doug said, and I left the theater saying, this is the closest Batman that we've ever gotten to the comics.
Yes, 100% agreed.
Ow.
This was like someone ripped out the pages of a comic, put them on film, and then just was like, all right, release it. It was, dare I say that the movie is a masterpiece.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, again, not spoiling stuff, but like, if you know your Batman comics, it was kind of like, so we liked this part of year one, and we liked this part of Long Halloween, and we liked this part of like, you know, it was just like, and then they fit all together, and there's definitely, I was like, oh my God, like, yes, I love this. Like, this is, yes. I don't know, it's hard to explain. Again, yeah. I don't know if he's my favorite Batman, but this is definitely one of my favorite representations of Batman in a movie. Yep. Like, it was so good.
Yep.
It was very good.
So we'll stop talking about it. We don't want to give anything else away.
Yeah. I don't want to.
But it
that's very high praise. That's
it's no. and it's well deserved. And so, okay. So number two,
Peter.
Yep.
My number two is Kevin Conroy.
Should have been lower, but whatever.
No, he shouldn't.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I just think, honestly, Kevin Conroy is right behind Adam West as far as how long he's been playing Batman.
Yeah, some 30 or some odd years now.
Yeah, exactly. With the big difference being he has been serious Batman all along. And he is at this point, he's been Batman on TV, in movies, in video games, animation, live action. Man, when they did Crisis on Infinite Earths and he came down those stairs talking in the Batman voice, oh my God, my heart just like skipped a beat. I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I just think there's no way to... He doesn't deserve number one. I'm not really sure who does, but there's no way he could be lower than two for me.
Fair enough. So, Doug, what's your number two?
My number two might surprise you. And that's Batfleck.
Oh, okay.
Up until Pattinson, and again, we've only had one movie with him, and I know we're going to get more, but like, you know, Ben Affleck hasn't had his like true Bat, you know, he never had his Batman movie, but he's been in enough with Suicide Squad, Justice League, you know, Man of Steel 2 or whatever, Superman versus Batman, like, and an upcoming Flash movie. Like, we're going to see more of him, which I'm excited about. I loved his look the most, his big, bulking fucking presence. Like, that was like almost like Dark Knight Rises or whatever, the Frank Miller comic. Just that big beefy man with that big ass bat on his chest. I love that design. That is my all-time favorite like Batman design. I love it. And that's what he looked like. And I also, like I said, I like an angry Batman, and he fucking killed people. I don't care what they said. That Batman murdered people.
Oh, 100%. The man had
even though we're supposed to be against that, and that's not what Batman do. I loved it. I liked the
murder bat.
The murder bat. The absolute, like, he on screen to me had the best presence of like, if he's known in Gotham for showing up and doing what he did to those criminals on the reg, like, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah, fuck me. I'm not doing crime in this city. I'm going to get my fucking neck broken by Batman. And like, cause he gave no fucks. And I like that. I like, again, the kind of the mean, mad Batman. I love it. I like it. Cause sometimes they just seem too soft on criminals. And I love how this guy just comes in, beats the living shit out of him. You do that in the video game. There's so many times I'm like, dude, that dude's dead. I killed that guy. I kicked him in his stomach and he flew 12 feet across the room. I crushed him. I crushed his insides. He's not getting up. But Batfleck, and I wish we'd gotten his own Batman movie to really explore all the different facets of that Batman. But like, again, I think for me, it's all the look of that Batman has been my favorite Batman. Mm-hmm. Just his presence, just that, it was awesome. Well, you got the Batman thing. That was so cool.
My number two, oh my God, it was so difficult to between number two and number one. I didn't know where to land with it. I still am fighting with it, but my number two is Christian Bale. I have to disagree with Doug.
Suck my nuts.
Whoa. Everyone's entitled, my friend.
Jumping to 10 right here. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Sorry. Kev's not here, so I don't have my normal punching bag. Sorry, Kev. But like,
okay. So I think that the movies hold up extremely well. I actually, the Nolanverse is my favorite Batman on film of all time. I think all three of them stand on their own really well. Contrary to popular belief, I actually really enjoyed The Dark Knight Rises. It's clearly not the best one, but it's still a great movie in its own right. Sure, a big bomb over the city is against everything that happened the two movies before it, but whatever. We broke into Batman from the 60s in that at that point, but
yeah, it was a movie that kind of, like, interestingly enough, like, stuttered because they lost a main actor who should have come back in that movie but couldn't, obviously,
right,
for reasons. Yeah. But then not course correcting by, like, I feel like they could have done something to maybe bring Two-Face back, but they didn't. And I feel like that's where the third kind of fell apart, is like, yes, Bane was like a bad guy, but they should have had something that tied them all together. And while Joker would have been the absolute choice pick, obviously that couldn't happen. But
I also don't like the idea of them taking time and pushing it out, like, the, oh, it's old Batman. It wasn't, like, it was silly, but anyways, I digress. Those movies I watch at least, if not, they're in my rotation at least once a year, not all three of them, but at least one of them out of that series, I love to sit there and just, it's on my constant rewatch list. I just love those movies so much. And, I really enjoyed Christian Bale as a Batman. He made a great Bruce Wayne.
He was like one of the best ones we've had to encompass all aspects of Batman.
All
aspects. He was a good Bruce Wayne and a good Batman.
Right. And so I just, I really enjoyed him, in that role. And, I love those movies. So is the best kind of, we just never got like a full series of Batman, and, to have three movies like that is something special, I think. And so that's my number two. So we've reached number one, and this will be interesting to see who's everybody's number one Batman. Let's go ahead with yours, Peter. Let's make everyone angry.
I bet I can call all of them. I bet I can say I know what mine is, but I bet I can call both of y'all.
Okay.
My number one is Christian Bale.
Yep. Knew it.
For a lot of the reasons Jared just said, for some of the stuff you said, Doug, that it's, I know people don't like saying this, but I think the Nolan Batman movies are cinema. Mm-hmm. I think they are, like, honestly phenomenal films. I think, yeah, the Dark Knight Rises is definitely the weakest of them all, but it's one of those things where, like, the weakest still makes it better than 90% of the comic book movies out there.
Yep.
And I say this as a diehard Marvel fan. I'm a huge Marvel fan, and I can still say that Dark Knight Rises is better than a lot of them. Yep. As the worst worst of the Nolan Batman movies. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you've just got the Dark Knight, when we're just talking Christian Bale, Heath Ledger, it's just amazing. It's the kind of thing we honestly never, ever dreamed we'd see on the screen. I think the thing it really nails, and you kind of touched on this, Jer, I think it nails the relationships, really. That the relationship between Christian Bale's Batman and Heath Ledger's Joker feels like the Batman-Joker relationship. The relationship between his Bruce Wayne and his Alfred feels like their relationship. Even his relationship with Rachel in the first two movies, it reminds me of, remember, throwback, in the animated movies with Kevin Conroy, Mask of the Phantasm, there's that whole bit when he goes to his parents' graves and he's thinking about giving up being Batman, because the one thing he never considered was that, oh, there might actually be someone who helps me get past all this. Mm-hmm. And makes me happy and makes me not need to do this.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think the movies and Bale nailed all of that. And that's why, again, I know, spoilers if you haven't seen it, I actually liked the ending. I liked the idea that he finally realizes, I can move past this now. I've done this and this and this, and now it's time to just go live in, Spain with Anne Hathaway. And
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want that? The dream.
And try to be happy. Yeah. That way.
So. Agreed. Doug, what's your number one?
My number one is Kevin Conroy. He's been the Batman for me for 30 years, you know, from the animated show through, you know, all the movies that he's done and the Arkham games, which, I mean, some of the best Batman. The Arkham games rule. If you haven't played them or watched a playthrough of them or whatever, it's some of the best Batman, hands down. Because they've got Mark Hamill as the Joker. I mean, oh, it's just so fucking good. Oh, it's so good. I have trouble watching other Batman cartoons that don't feature Kevin Conroy as Batman, because all the other voice actors that play him, like, I compare their performance to him. Like, and it's unfair to them in some cases, but, like, is it Matt O'Mara or whatever his name is right now that's doing it for some of the new DC stuff? Like, he's okay, but, like, Kevin Conroy.
Well,
Kevin Conroy is just like, he just let the bar so goddamn high.
Until Keanu Reeves.
Well, yeah, that's true. Keanu Reeves is about to be Batman here soon in that Wonder Pets fucking movie.
Did you see the trailer?
No.
Oh my God, they played the trailer before the Batman, and I was dying laughing because it showed him off as Batman. And I was just like, I'm done. I was just like, I'm done.
And we talked about it a couple weeks ago because they announced some of the casting, and we were like, and I think I even joked, like, I was like, they don't say who Keanu Reeves is playing, but could you imagine him being Batman?
And he is.
And so, yeah, because I think we had that conversation. I was like, you know who I would love? Because I think someone else is in the movie. I don't remember if this person's in the movie, but I remember being like, man, you know who'd make a great voice for Batman just based on their role in Spider-Man not far from home, across the Spider-Verse? It's like Nick Cage. Mm-hmm. I want Nick Cage to play like the same Spider-Noir, but as Batman. Like, I want that same vibe, just that same dark vibe, like that whole thing, just as for an animated Batman where it's not about him and he's just there. It'd be fucking perfect. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Oh, it'd be so good.
Okay, my number one is actually number five. Adam West.
I could have called him entirely.
Okay, so Peter, have I ever told you a story about how Doug killed Adam West?
How?
Yeah, he's responsible. Doug is responsible for the death of Adam West.
It's not true.
No, it's very true. So we were at a Comic Con, right? And Adam West and Burt Ward were both there, and they were signing stuff. And they were like, we'll, you know, you can sit in the Batmobile. We'll take photos with you and all that. And as we were walking by, I was like, oh my God, this is my absolute, I don't ever fanboy out. And I was just like, this is, oh my God, this is Adam West. And I was so like, I was like, oh my God, we got to do this, Doug. You got to do this with me. Like, let's do this. And he's like, no. I was like,
we left like 5 minutes later. We were walking out the door, and you pitched this at the end of the day. Yeah. And there was like a 2-hour line, and we're leaving. And I think was that not the time we had Colin with us?
No. And I was like, there's the car, there's the man. We have to do this. Nah. And so not a week later, that man dies. And I looked at Doug, and I was like,
it was pretty soon after.
And I was
like, it was like this, like super soon. We're like, we just saw him.
And I specifically remember him sending the article. He's like, Chair Bud. Oh no. And he sent it, and I go, and I responded, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Awful and horrible and very funny all at the same time.
Yes, I know. So Adam West, for me, the reason why he gets the top spot is because he is responsible for me to even become a Batman fan to begin with. I grew up with him the same way that both of you did. Syndication, I watched it all the time. My family actually, one year, you know, the state fair was in town, and they were like, let's do the state fair. And I love the state fair. I was a chunky boy, believe it or not, based on my beautiful physique here. I was a chunky boy, and I was like, ooh, I love me some food from the fair. But I gave it up. I said, no, Batman's on and they're doing a marathon. and I sat there all day long, watched it all. I've always loved Adam West. You're right, it's cheesy as shit now. But if it wasn't for him, there would be no love for Batman. And Batman is my favorite superhero of all time. I related with him losing his parents and me losing my parents and all that stuff. And so it was always like I've always had this connection. He dresses in a suit and fights crime. I dress in pajamas and go to bed at night. So it's really, as you can see, virtually the same thing. So yeah, Adam West, he gets the top nod just because of the fact that if it wasn't for him, I'd know there would be no me in loving Batman and possibly comic books and all that good stuff. So yeah, there you go. That is our top fives. And tomorrow we have What's Up Wednesday, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Peter Kleins, filling in for Kevin.
Permanently. We've made that clear.